Festival.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's still a live Saturday edition of the show. We're still able to take your calls, should you make them. We are, of course, focusing on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as we've been throughout the week. We started on Sunday night with a pre-Pork Fest warm-up edition as we were live here from Rogers Campground at the beautiful, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, surrounded by well over 1,000 people, I'm guessing. People who love liberty and who are willing to actually do something about it. Many of them have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Others are considering making a move to New Hampshire. And why wouldn't you, after finding out that over 1,000 liberty-minded people are already in the same place? Over 14,000 have signed the statement of intent to move to New Hampshire once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 signers. So we're going to have a five-year time window once that 20,000 number is reached, where all 20,000 people will have to move to New Hampshire. And then the first 1,000 that are already here, the first 1,100 that are here now, have already had a tremendous impact. Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state. Gary Johnson is joining us here, and he knows a thing or two about libertarianism, given that he ran for president in 2012 on the Libertarian Party's presidential ticket, garnering over 1 million votes.
1.3 million.
Yeah, in fact, more so than Ed Clark, who was the previous record holder from way back in 1980. So you really upped the bar, and you did very, very well. And I have to say, I was surprised that you got that total, Gary. I've been watching these campaigns over the years since Harry Brown back in the 90s, and great job.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that. I'm surprised that it wasn't a lot more. I mean, we didn't have the resources to be able to understand what it was going to actually be. But I think the vote ended up to be the voting for the lesser of two evils. People
as afraid usual.
Of Yes. People afraid of Obama, people afraid of Romney, and I would have voted for Gary Johnson, but I sure didn't want to see Romney win.
Right,
I would have voted for Johnson, but I sure didn't want to see Obama win.
As though it would have been any different had Romney taken office.
Exactly.
So I think that, you know, your record-setting 2012 campaign is great. What difference would it have sort of made to you or anyone else if you would have said, instead of 1.3 million, gotten 5 million? I mean, if you would have gotten some of these more people, what difference would 1.3 versus 5?
Oh, first of all, 1.3 million does make a difference.
It makes a difference.
People take notice. I mean, there's credibility behind 1.3.
I agree.
I would just argue that there's more of a credibility with 5 million. We'll see how this all plays out.
So one thing that I would have liked to have seen in your intro is you're a two-term governor from the state of New Mexico. And, you know, that in and of itself is a singular accomplishment to get, you had as far as one can go in a governor of a state, and you held executive office unlike any of the other candidates. No, Mitt Romney did. You outclassed many of the candidates that were running for president in that arena. But I think that you may be the vetoingest governor in the history of the United States. I have not been able to disprove that statement.
I haven't been able to disprove it either, but I have laid that claim. I may have vetoed more legislation than the other 49 governors in the country.
I'm
combined,
pretty
and
sure.
I haven't been able to prove that either, but I'm waiting for somebody to say, no, the other 49 governors in the country combined actually vetoed 900 bills as opposed to Johnson's 750. Okay, all right.
Right.
I was wrong.
I'd love to be disproven on that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that claim's solid that you're making right there, that you vetoed more than the other 49 governors in your time frame combined.
But
I think that maybe you vetoed more than any other governor in the history of the United States.
Well, and I have done that. I'm sure of that. One thing I pointed out tonight is that I'm often asked, you must have made some mistakes. You must have vetoed legislation that you really should have passed. Not really. You know, there was what I'll call funding that should have probably taken place, but we were able to cover that. But I signed a lot of legislation that I shouldn't have that had unintended consequences growing government.
Well, we all change, you know, over time and learn through experience. You know, one of the things that brought you across my purview, Gary, is I'm a big anti-drug war activist. It's what kind of got me into the libertarian movement. And that was one of the things that you got as a Republican, because you were a governor as a Republican in New Mexico. And, you know, it was pretty rare to hear a Republican besides Ron Paul, for instance, actually speaking out against the war on drugs and specifically the war on cannabis, right?
Yeah, I back in 1999, I did my own analysis and came to the conclusion that 90% of the drug problem is prohibition related, not use related. That's not to discount the problems with use and abuse, but that should be the focus. And I've never hidden the fact that growing up, smoking pot was something that I did. I did it along with a lot of other people. And for
a lot
me,
of other politicians have done this too. And
well, the hypocrisy that, yeah. You know, 100 million people have smoked pot, but when it comes to politicians, it doesn't seem that any of them have.
Now, you are kind of turning into a mainstay here, Gary. I normally, when I talk about Free Talk Live, I say we're really more like an anti-political show because we don't really do name dropping.
Right, but I think Gary might be, he's competing for most times on the show.
Right. You've beaten out Ron Paul now for most times on Free Talk Live, so you are our most prolific politician guest on the program.
Wow.
And we've also had you on in person almost all of those times, which has been great. Because this isn't your first Pork Fest. I mean, how many is this? Three now?
This is the third, right.
That's pretty impressive. You must really like it here.
Well, I think it's a hotbed of freedom and liberty minds. And
Did they pay you to show up?
You know, I may have had some expenses paid getting here. I may have.
But you didn't get. It's not like you didn't, buddy.
No. There's nothing wrong with expenses. I'm just curious. You know, like, did you charge a bunch of money? Are you
one of
those guys?
No. I don't get paid for what I do. I receive nothing for what I do.
Right. So if it was just going
to
be that
when you contribute to Our America Initiative, you're paying for expenses.
What's the website for that?
OurAmericaInitiative.com.
Now you said that there was some legislation that you should have vetoed that you didn't. And I thought that there was an interesting part of your speech that I heard today. I sat through a good portion of it. And you had mentioned that there was this sort of oversight committee that had no funding to it, but that because they kept coming and bringing this oversight committee in front of you, we should sign this into law. You should sign this into law. But it always had funding attached. When they finally took the funding away, you went ahead and signed it into law.
Well, yeah, because I thought, wow, I'd won. They understand that we can't spend any more money. We can't grow government. Well, this was the way, okay, we'll come in, it won't cost any money. Well, I signed, and sure enough, it didn't cost any money. But guess what? I left office. And when I left office, they're in place. They don't receive any money, but now they receive money.
Uh-huh.
Because the new governor takes over. And so I unintentionally contributed to the growth of government in those two areas. And then also Public Regulatory Commission in New Mexico was an appointed position. There were, I don't know, five public regulatory commissioners. I thought that by signing legislation allowing that position to be elected, that would make that position more accountable. I thought that. Well, it turns out that is now a burgeoning bureaucracy. Every governor wannabe in the state is running for the Public Regulatory Commission before they run for governor. It's become a fiefdom that it costs taxpayers a lot more money today than before I signed that legislation.
Yep.
And that was the opposite intention.
Yep. Once it's codified in the law, you never have any control of what happens to it. And this is the sort of I like small government but thing.
Right. No, I all I will point out is I vetoed 750 bills. I have to tell you, if I'd assigned that stuff, which most governors do sign all that stuff, it's just, and by the way, a sidelight. About half of all legislation that passes statewide or even at the national level is fix-up language for prior legislation. So the legislation that I did sign was fixing, like I say, prior stuff, which I did sign on to. But imagine if half of that legislation I would have signed, how much of government would have grown?
Well, imagine if every governor of every state actually cared about the crap they put in front of them to sign, because I think they just get out there with a pen and just sign anything.
We've just got a few more minutes with you, Gary. You need to get down to a memorial service for an activist who passed away recently. I know that. But you can stick with us for just a few more minutes. We're going to have Gary in a portion of our next segment. So you've got a question for Gary Johnson, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SteelsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SteelsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SteelsWithClubs.eu. No seals or harm to the making of this advertisement.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
is Free Talk Live. We're here at Porkfest X, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the final night of this, what has been a fantastic week, filled with fun, filled with friends, filled with new people that are just wonderful folks. This event attracts the best activists in the world. I mean, literally, in the world. People are here from all across the entire globe, and it's just an absolute blast to be here. We get to meet some of our libertarian luminary friends, like Gary Johnson, who is here in our studio tonight. He ran as the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2012, a big step up from their previous presidential candidate. Was glad to see somebody who was more, I think, libertarian cred stepping up to that role, and he actually proved it by receiving over 1.3 million votes in the election, the highest vote total ever. As Mark pointed out, he was also two-time governor and the most vetoinist of the governors in New Mexico and maybe anywhere else. So he's with us here. We're going to continue with him because he's got to go soon to a memorial service. Go ahead, Mark.
If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, check out the School Sucks Project. One of our major sponsors, Jason Osborne, is a co-host on the show, and it's called SchoolSucksProject.com. On it, they talk about real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so more great guests coming up here from Porkfest. Also, your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE.
So, Gary, the question that's hanging on a lot of people's tongues at this point is, you know, here you are, you're the libertarian presidential candidate that's received more votes than any other candidate. This is a time, libertarian candidate in history. This is the time that many people feel that a third party really has an option, that Americans have seen that. You know, what happens when you have all Republicans in office? They've seen what happens when you have all Democrats in office. They've seen that there is no hope and change inside of the two-party system. They've seen, you know, they've had the opportunity to look in the face of the political system and that the political system keeps coming up wanting. Are you going to run for president? Are you going to run for the nomination of the Libertarian Party for president of the United States again?
You know, you're asking the question, and you actually know the answer, Mark, and that is, I can't answer the question. Part of it has to do with legal status. I'm the honorary chairman of Our America Initiative. I am trying to give voice.
Is that a PAC or something?
Yeah.
Political Action Committee that basically would fund a campaign if the PAC decided that the right thing to do was a campaign.
Well, no, actually, no? Okay. they're totally separate. But it allows me to be the honorary spokesperson for Our America, which I would not be here right now if my voice is being, if anyone else at a presidential level was talking about these issues as I'm talking about them. It's not happening. Those libertarian slash Republicans at this level, I think, have a social conservative agenda. The notion of if they had the opportunity, they would legislate America to be that Norman Rockwell painting.
No, they wouldn't. They would fail miserably at doing it. And take a look at these Republican candidates out there. I mean, they're reaching under bathroom stalls trying to do God knows what in public bathrooms. I mean, the Republicans are terrible when it comes to moral issues. They're reprobates. And the sad part is that the Republicans keep voting for them. You want real morality. The Libertarian Party's got that for you.
No, you're right, and then on the other side of that, the notion of significantly reducing spending, balancing the federal budget. I don't know if an elected Democrat would know how to balance the checkbook if it bit him on the ass.
Let's say Gary Johnson gets elected in 2016 to the presidency, and shortly thereafter, New Hampshire votes for secession. What do you do?
Well, first of all, I think secession is going to be a topic because I think that this country is going to suffer a monetary collapse as a result of printing money currently to the tune of 30 cents out of every dollar that's getting spent. So I think secession is a topic that's really going to be at the forefront, much like the Soviet Union.
I think the more people that talk about it, the better.
Well, more people that talk about it, the better, and then now you got a libertarian voice that first and foremost is going to say, well, all right, there's not going to be any violence involved in this, all right?
Great. See you later.
Well, I think that you're less likely to see a secessionist movement if there's a less powerful executive in the federal office, it would seem to me.
Yeah, but we all know that even if Gary Johnson's elected to president, that's not going to shut down the government overnight. There's only so much that you can do from within that chair.
Well, and something, Ian, that I've said over and over again is don't discount the power of the executive. As governor of New Mexico, I controlled all the agencies. I hired the heads of all the agencies. In essence, I controlled all rules and regulations, and I'm going to argue that rules and regulations got better on a daily basis just from the standpoint of less time and less money that you and I had to spend to comply with government. That is a real power. Obama has that real power. When you look at the IRS scandal right now, look, these kind of scandals are recurring. They happen regardless of Democrat or Republican administration, but the way that that's being handled is not being handled well at all. Heads should roll, and I'm not talking about rank and file now that carried out orders, but somebody issued those orders, and there should be control of the administration. I don't think Obama exhibits control over anyone. Eric Holder goes out and raids medical marijuana facilities when Obama made that promise that he wouldn't do that.
Gary Johnson, I know you got to run. We've kept you too long already. You've got, unfortunately, a memorial to attend to here for Hardy Mesha.
Hardy Mesha.
He passed away due to
great
cancer.
Republican, libertarian activist.
Right, ran for office a number of times in New Hampshire.
My biggest supporter here in New Hampshire, and
yeah,
just a shock that he, Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. As always,
yeah,
I know we'll
Mark,
be hearing
thanks.
From you again in the future. Our most prolific politician, Gary Johnson, everyone. Thank you for being such a gentleman and coming to Porkfest three times. That's huge.
It was really touching to see Hardy's video where he begs the governor of New Hampshire to legalize medical marijuana while he's in a hospital bed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, it was
she
an amazing
didn't
thing to see.
Care, apparently.
What's that?
She didn't care.
Well, I mean, politicians, you know, they really, I mean, think about it for a second. If a politician cared if you lived or died, they wouldn't be caring about getting the most amount of votes. They're not principled. They're not even supposed to be principled people. And that's the long and the short of it. I think that the medical marijuana legislation here in New Hampshire is sadly lacking, but it's likely to pass this year, and it might be because of Hardy for at least in a small way.
So quick rundown of some of the things you missed here today at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was the Lancaster Farmers Market outing that was off-site this morning. Then, Mark, you gave a presentation about raising pigs.
I sure did.
The Path to Bacon Independence. Kids Porcupine Olympics happened today because, again, there's always family events going on. There was a panel about gardening, an etiquette panel, common sense, non-aggression principle and group dynamics with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI, one of the longtime sponsors of this program. A 3D printing live demo. I was told there were two different 3D printers here at Porkfest X, which is pretty cool. Firearms etiquette class, a rifle shoot off-site, and also a panel with Mark Warden about where to make the move. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to live in New Hampshire? Because there are a lot of different options here for the over 20,000 people that we're expecting to move here, hopefully, as part of the Free State Project. Do you want to move to the coastline? Do you want to move inland somewhere? Big city, small town, in the middle of the woods? We've got all those things, and a great liberty movement as well. More coming up from the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may take control of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And all the features we give away, so enjoy those. You can actually control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think is interesting or fun or outrageous, you want to send it to us so we can consider it for maybe use on the show. And we'll start doing that more next week because we've been at Porkfest all week and really barely have had the time to look at the news. It's been just wonderful here. But we're at PorkFestX, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And again, you can go to freetalklive.com and submit content to it. Vote up the stuff you like. You can vote down the items that you dislike. And in the aggregate, we'll figure out what it is that our listeners, you, think are important at freetalklive.com. We're here at PorkFestX, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is a week-long amazing festival in the woods up in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire here at Rogers Campground with over 1,400. We were given the total number of registrations
yeah.
People who are attending and who have actually gone through the registration process. Rogers Campground is open to the public, so anybody could be here camping. So we probably have well over 1,400 people on site, but we know at least 1,400 have actually put in registrations, which makes this the most successful Porcupine Freedom Festival
ever, and it's great to be here with all kinds of wonderful folks, including our studio audience. Thanks for coming in. One of the folks that I wanted to talk to was Will. Is it Coley? Is your last name?
Coley.
Coley. Yeah. Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. Now, I am more familiar with Davi Barker, who is one of your partners over there at Muslims for Liberty. We've had you call the show a number of times, but I don't know if we've met previous to Porkfest.
No, I met Mark on his show, but I hadn't got the opportunity to meet you.
Is this your first time in New Hampshire?
Yes, this is my first time. I'm a Porkfest virgin.
Now, you brought the family up, right?
Yeah, I brought the wife and both the kids, and the wife's 6-7 months pregnant too.
How's that going? I mean, are you guys enjoying yourselves?
Well, the kids are a little rambunctious because, you know, there's a lot of people around, a lot of stuff to do, so they're loving running around.
Other kids too.
Yeah, well, they're little kids.
Yeah, there's your son ran up to my son and said, "What's your name?" And you know, this is kind of how you start conversations when you're 4 or 5, right?
Yeah. We've enjoyed it. I mean, it's been pretty cold.
Yeah, it has been a little chilly at night.
It's been a great week. But
it hasn't been cold during the day, though.
Everything's been great except for, like, you know, from 11 o'clock at night on. It's been really, really cold.
Well, that's the difference in camping in New Hampshire from camping in Georgia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or East Tennessee, where I'm from.
Now, you're from the South. Yeah. Is that right? Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm from East Tennessee. Basically, I live in these mountains, only 1,000 miles straight south.
Now, you don't look like you were born a Muslim.
No.
Tell me about your history.
Well, I grew up in East Tennessee, which is a very Southern Baptist area. And then when I was probably around 12 years old, we started going to a church that was just about snake handlers. Not quite. They weren't picking up snakes yet, but we were pretty close.
And was there talking in tongues?
Yes, lots of that. Lots of that. And the falling out in
falling
spirit
down.
And spinning around and running around the church and lots of that stuff.
And, you know, you have to experience that to know what it's like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a denomination that is that?
Pentecostals or charismatics that are sometimes referred to. We were what were known of as independent apostolic, which is Pentecostals who left the Pentecostal church because they weren't strict enough. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what was that? So how long did you grow up with that? And then when did you start to break away from
it? Until I was an adult. And then when I was adult, I started, you know, I was working clubs and did stuff like that. And then about 2006, I would say, I started studying Islam. I had a girlfriend that went to the public library and stole a copy of the Quran.
Before you go on with that, so you were raised in this really ridiculous Christian church, and when you became an adult, did you stop going or did you continue on?
No, I stopped going.
So you felt like you were being put upon by your parents, and in that way you weren't really interested in going without them.
Well, by that point, I wasn't really interested in that church any longer.
I see.
I was when I was younger. But by the time I became an adult and saw some of the things, I was kind of like,
let's look at some other options.
Let's look at some other options.
So you did. You looked at Muslims. What else? Did you look at other religions as well?
I was always a really weird kid. Like in eighth grade, I was the kid in the back of the classroom who was reading the Tao Te Ching instead of listening to the teacher. And when I was a freshman in high school, I read all of the satanic texts. I read all of the like the Romani Wiccan texts and some other texts. Then, like in my junior year, I started reading the Upanishads and the Bhagavad Gitas and the Vedic scriptures. I've just always been a serious like history slash religion buff, like obsessively
seeking. Really,
yeah,
just seeking.
Yeah,
right for you.
I've always been kind of obsessive, I guess you could say, about wanting to learn and understand every religious tradition and where people come from and how these expressions exist and why and the historic context of them. And then I just realized in like 06 that I'd never studied Islam.
Okay.
And decided to start studying. And through that, in 2000 and late 2007, I went to a mosque and I already had the intention that I was going to become Muslim already when I got there.
So what is it exactly about? I mean, you've studied all these other religions, and here you have the choice of every world religion, at least the ones you studied, because you can only convert to the ones you're familiar with. Why Islam? I mean, did your light just come on like a taxi and you decided this is the one, or was it timing, or was it specific?
I think it was a little bit of both. There were some strange coincidences that happened that kind of pointed me in that direction.
Give me an example.
A ring that can only be purchased by one distributor in Egypt was found in a parking lot 20 miles from where I lived and given to my brother-in-law and then given to me as a gift. And inside of it was cast a piece of paper that said, "God guides those whom he wills." that was an odd coincidence, in my opinion.
And, felt significant to you?
Yeah, so that was kind of what led me to a mosque, and I had already, after my study and seeing the connections with the Abrahamic traditions, as well as this concept of recognition of other faiths, that...
Tell me about that, the recognition of other faiths, because this is what I got when I read the Quran in jail.
Here's what I hear about Muslims, is that they will not recognize any other faith, and if you do not recognize any other faith, you must die or be enslaved. What you hear, right?
Well, that's what you hear. That's the mainstream media approach to Islam, but the truth of the matter is that in the time of the Prophet, at least, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you had Christian church and courts. You had Jewish churches and courts. You had pagan churches and courts. You had Muslim churches and courts. They all existed together in single societies on top of each other in competition with one another. Economic systems, cultural systems, and they all existed in the same area, layered on top of one another with minimal conflict. I mean, there's always conflict when you have varying cultures in a single space. That's just a part of human social, the way people are.
Yep.
But you had all of this happening without really conflict and without state control. The state wasn't really in control of it. These societies were running these things themselves. The state's only purpose was basically to make sure that nobody fought with each other, and if anyone attacked from the outside, to protect them.
That's the alleged purpose, yep.
And that was it.
So what do you think the problem is now? Why is it that we hear about news of Muslims being doing terroristic things?
Political corruption.
Political corruption where?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Here, UK, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Afghanistan. Do I need to really keep going?
You don't need to name more countries.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere. The political corruption of their governments, working in bed with our governments, working in bed with other European powers, basically so that these puppet leaders can allow these powers to usurp the resources of these peoples illegitimately. I mean, these resources belong to these people, and our businesses go over there under false pretenses or through the use of force, and take their resources through the IMF or through other channels.
Plus, as we've seen with like the Nation of Islam, not everybody claiming to be a Muslim is an Orthodox Muslim.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of different kinds. You have Ahmadiyya and Qadiani and Ismailis and Sufis and Sunnis and Salafis and Wahhabis and all kinds of stuff.
Right, and if every Christian was blamed for the actions of whatever radical Christian one might want to point out,
like Ted Kaczynski or something,
right? That Christian might be, there's certainly been some radical Christians that have done some horrifying things. Then they probably wouldn't like to be to be labeled in that way.
Well, that's true.
Will, can you come back for another segment here?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Will from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, and then liberty.org. We'll continue in a moment because they are Muslims, and that's unusual in our American society, at least. So they've been getting a lot of questions from people as they've been running a booth here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I want to know what the questions are. What are the most popular questions that you've been asked this week here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival? More coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival with our wonderful studio audience. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our show here tonight and all week long. We've been here live from Porkfest X, the 10th edition, celebrating 10 years now since New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project. You want a chance at liberty in your lifetime? Sorry, but you're going to have to get together with other people that think like you do. And I don't know about you, but where I'm from, there just aren't that many people who really understand the ideas of liberty, and of those who do understand it, there are very few who are willing to actually stand up for it. So I wanted to be in a place where I could be with people like that all year round, and better yet, it's growing. So every month, new people are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. That ticker on the website in the top right of freestateproject.org just keeps going up. And as each new person moves, it means new ideas are brought to the forefront. New people are getting involved in already existing projects. They're creating projects, activism projects, that have never been created before because now it's possible to do things that previously have been impossible, like the Robin Hooding acts in Keene, where several people have been on the streets of Keene on a daily basis, rescuing motorists from being ticketed. This would not have been possible where I come from. It's probably not possible where you live. But if you love liberty and you move to New Hampshire, things become possible that were previously impossible because this is all about numbers. If we want to have freedom in our lifetime, we've got to convince our neighbors and our friends that liberty matters and it's worth doing something about. The fact is, if there are more of us in one geographic area, it will be easier to convince people. Because as we were talking with Larkin Rose earlier, you've got to hit people with a message, you know, 20 times or whatever before it sticks or even has a chance of sticking. And if it's
if it's coming from different people in their lives, not just the crazy political activist on the street somewhere, if it's coming from their friends, if it's coming from their coworkers, then they're going to take the ideas of liberty more seriously. And we're seeing that happen already with people in the state agencies saying things like State Representative Cynthia Chase said that Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state. And that's never been said about the Libertarian Party.
He's still my beating heart.
Because the Libertarian Party, as much as I used to enjoy their efforts, has not ever really won any significant elections. Whereas the elections are being won in New Hampshire because we've got the concentration here, and it's only going to get better. So please go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, check out Porkfest. There's going to be a Porkfest 2014, and we want to see you at it. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
And the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year is Freedom Fest. Speakers include luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue for Freedom Fest has changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge, and, well, there's nothing like Vegas either. So get your tickets and hotel rooms now. It's booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event that you do not want to miss. I've been there, and take my advice. It's impressive. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now. FreedomFest.com.
Will Coley is on the line He's not on the line. He's sitting here in our studio.
Yes, if the line is a chair right here.
Welcome. You are hooked up to a microphone line to our board. But anyway, you're here with us, and it's great to have you at your first Porcupine Freedom Festival. You brought the family up. You guys have been running a Muslim-related booth. You've been giving out free henna, which isn't really a tattoo. What is a henna exactly?
A henna is it's a plant. It's a plant, and they use it to make a stain, and they stain the skin. You see kids running around here with In the Fed,
henna on
their back. You know, there's some kids running around with the snake from the Gadsden flag and Live Free or Die.
How long has it lasted?
The ladies have gotten the henna, the traditional
henna is on
their hands.
Some of the adult women have come in and got the traditional henna on their hands, their forearms, or their feet. Mm-hmm. Usually it's a light for the first day, and then it darkens for a couple of days, and it starts to slowly fade over the course of about 2 weeks.
So you've been hennaing people, and it's pretty obvious that you are with Muslims for Liberty, I guess, at this booth.
Yeah.
I haven't taken the time to check it out myself, but so you didn't get a lot of questions from people because there's just so much information, or rather misinformation, about Islam in American media. Inevitably, even Liberty-minded people are going to be confused because most people, at least that I've known, you know, I didn't really know any Muslims before I got into the Liberty movement, and I met Davi Barker, who's one of the other folks at Muslims for Liberty, and that's Muslims, the number 4, Liberty.org. Also, y'all are on Facebook as well. But, you know, I did meet some Muslims, and we've talked to some on the air here who've called in and said things. And, you know, it's always been my experience that Muslims have been peaceful. And when I was researching the Islam and actually read the Quran in jail, I just didn't see any of the evidence for what these ridiculous people on television have been claiming. So what are some of the questions, the big questions you've been hearing throughout the week?
One question I heard quite often is, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Oh, we're doing henna.
What are you doing here? Some people were just perplexed at first when they first saw us, and then they were like, oh, I'm so glad you guys are here. Like, it was as soon as they were like, oh, so you guys are a Muslim voluntarist group? Well, explain that. You know, like, where do you come up with ideas like voluntarism, ideas of voluntarism in Islam? Or you guys advocate sound money? Why would you do that? You know,
why do Muslims advocate sound money?
Islamically, money is supposed to have some sort of an intrinsic value.
So the Quran actually speaks about
Islamic jurisprudence.
Okay.
Discusses money and what it should be. There are hadith traditions also that discuss the dinar and the dirham.
The Sharia law I hear so much about.
Parts of it, yeah. Okay. Well, it's the different understandings of it, because you have different schools of thought, and they have their own jurisprudential understandings of law based on their own interpretations of their portion of the tradition. Some have more like the Malikis follow more customary understandings, whereas the Shafi'i would follow more textual understandings. You know, so there's differences in approach which come up, which cause differences in appendings and differences in understandings.
So Mark touched on this earlier. There's this misconception that Muslims want to stick a scimitar to everyone's throat and force them to convert to Islam, or you know, or else. Is there any evidence for that? Those claims.
Maybe by the actions of some people, but not textually.
Are there some radical sects that believe this within the Islam?
Absolutely. There are some groups that absolutely believe that if you wanted to steal from a non-Muslim, that's completely okay. That if you wanted to harm, you know, bring harm against them, that's completely okay. But again, you have to take their viewpoints and go back to the Quran and remember La Ikra fil Adin, let there be no compulsion in deen. And a lot of people translate that as religion. But the word deen means more than just simply religion. Deen means way of life. Mm. So this line of this verse doesn't say let there be no compulsion simply in religion. It says let there be no compulsion in life. In ways of life, let there be no compulsion in anything. Basically,
so whether that's the state or whether that's coercing somebody to join a religious order.
Exactly. Well, there's more than one place in the Quran where God says, you know, if I had willed that you were all going to believe the same way, then that's how it would be.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't believe differently if that's how it was. If it was my will, there's one verse that even finishes that statement with, "And will you then?" You think that you can compel men to believe? So it's stated over and over in the Quran that it's not really God's will that everyone believe the same way.
That was my observation in reading the Quran. This is a really repetitive book. I mean, they really cover a lot of the same ground over and over again. And that's because of the way it was delivered, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Muhammad was receiving these over a time frame.
And 25 years.
Yeah, and so, you know, he was communicating the similar message to different groups over that time frame as he was explaining the messages. So
if you were put in front of an audience of sort of your average Americans, you know, Christians, non-Christians, people who are sort of marginally Christian, that kind of thing, what is the one thing about Islam you'd want them to know?
That's a tough question.
Right? Well, the thing that I talk about the most are the five foundational principles of Islamic law, the five foundational principles of Sharia. They're called the Maqasid. And we would, as libertarians or voluntarists, would refer to three of them as the natural rights of man. But in Islam, there are actually five of them. There's the right to life. No one has the right to harm your person illegitimately, unless it's in self-defense or because of you taking someone else's life or something of that sort.
Okay.
The protection of religious liberty. Nothing has the right to come between you and your ability to access the divine or to reject the divine. That's on you. Protection of intellect. No one has the right to harm your ability, including yourself, to think for yourself or to use your intellect. The protection of family. And then the last is the protection of private property. No one has the right to illegitimately take your legitimately acquired property. So that would be the one thing that I like to stress.
I like those things.
Yeah, this is the one thing that I would stress to most Americans, particularly conservative Americans or conservative American Christians, is that the natural rights of man not only exist in Islam, but we took them a step further.
Right.
And had two more long before John Locke was born or thought of, and while the European traditions were still digging worms out of tree stumps.
Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org, Will Coley's website. There are blog posts there, I take it?
Yeah. You can find writings by myself, by Davi,
great,
by Remy Osman, and by, we have Christian and Jewish anarchists that write on our page as well.
Cool. I love it. You guys are great. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, so more coming up here tomorrow. The Sunday show returns. Mark and the crew will be back in our Keen studios. Thanks for listening to our Porkfest episodes.
Hi, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.